Il nu așa ce am spus. Te cită Brahman. But the sheet of Russian texts is that, that there is that according to Rabbi Gamliel, Isaac is enough, but Joseph without Isaac is nothing. Is nothing. And according to Tanakhama, so Joseph is enough without Isaac. But Isaac, never, according to him, but Isaac without Joseph is not enough. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, so Isaac is enough without Joseph. And Joseph is without doubt in that. Except the Ramban sheet is that according to Maskoli here in Gemore, so the Maslekes is only in regard to Loi Joseph and Isaac. But Joseph and Loi Isaac, Gibur Hashem Gam will be made there. Then it is enough. Maka specific characteristics. Vim teima valigos laofitoni. We show the Magim and the Sanidos. Now of course we have to know that all these Gemores are not relevant today, because we learn further that the Chachamim, were gazer and the Kusim, that they should have a din of Gehakim, v'chol adon, there is a shittes of shame, that even the Kulay, they have a din of God. All right, and that there is a machlekes, but certainly the Kulay. So, v'lei Chachamim v'Rabbasim, the Chachamim were gazer, they should have a din of Akim, v'chol adon, but that why say he has reference to the days before the Takkonis of Rabban and Rabbas. So then it accords with the Mandoma of the Kusim Gerebe said, so they are Jews, man of Israel. But the question is, can we trust them, can we not trust them? So Matzah Kusi is with that. Vintema, but even before the Chachon Mogeiz, that he should be everything of Goyim, but Bimei Yisrael, the Chachomim, the Anshites Sagdeo or Gezer and them, that their passion was Bimei Yisrael, which are invited to Sanhedrin in the Yisrael, Kidon HaFirat in Rav Lezer. So Paskusi is also Paskusi. And there was a special Takona of Paskusi. It's not on the basis of Pasachon. Pasachon, that's one Takona. And Kusiman Atakon, it's Gerem Sech, but there was a special Takonah made by us against the pass of Ikusi. So how can you eat the matzah of Ikusi, Pesach Nari, but it's pass Kusi. Pass Kusi is also. You look at the Madani Kusi Mishayim, you see the Meselayim Ha'edim, also in the Kamer Vezah, the Pass Kusi, the Kusakaziyah. Come on, Shetaskus Lamir Kovin, Pete Paskusi. Now, no one should make the mistake. Kolarechot Paskusi, Kolarechot Sahaziyah, because the Kusi used love in making the pass. It means that it just has the connotation that it says, it's a bit of a way to eat Paskusi. Not because they use love, they don't use love, but the whole matter as a bit of a way. So that means that the Kamim Rav Lezer, so that was long, long after the days of the Kusim Rishayim. So apparently the Takone of Israel applied to all the Kusim, even the future generations of the Kusim. So how can we meet the Matzah Kusim? Even Rav Tam, the Ma'arot, and Israel, Yisrael, Shazah, Kusim, and the Absalom. Israel was only Yezer, only Azar, the path of it. But here we are dealing with the path, a bakery that is owned by Israel. But the Kusi was the worker, and the Kusi was the one who baked to mix, and it wasn't watched by Israel. So then we say the Shalayis was at Nishma in Chimutana. So Tanakhama says, Matas Kusi is that. Vintek. The question is, how would Gemara says all the time that Kusim are not makbid and misleading each other? They themselves are makbid not to do certain affairs, but they don't care, they don't mind misleading another Jew doing this affair, because according to them, the Gemara is in the show only implies and allowed to be stolen before a blind person. That's all. Nothing else comes with it in the lap of the day. So the main way, how can we do Max Kusi? What Kusi says he watched it, but maybe he's lying. And they don't consider it's not better to lie and to mislead you in the soul. Mislead you in the soul. So the main way, how maybe he didn't watch it. And he's going to be behind the mitzvah of Matzah with another Matzah. So he says, Yishleima, Yishloch HaLakusi Matzah Acheres, Kol Alayi Omro. Yishloch HaLakusi Matzah Acheres, Kol Alayi Omro. So the word, Tzivach Nami, we can only use it for Matzah's mitzvah if we see that the Kusi used the same Matzah for Matzah. But if the Kusi did not use it for Matzah, he just stated, after he was kind of the mitzvah kazayis. He used it later on, after the kind of mitzvah kazayis matzeh, so then we cannot use it for kazayis matzeh. Because maybe the Kusi watched it, maybe the Kusi knows that it was not from it, on the basis of the simonim, because no lines were wrong, it wasn't the Sifu Pono, but at the same time he didn't watch it. So, and he is carrying with another matzah which he did watch, but this matzah he didn't watch. So when it's a mutter, it's only mutter. It's only mutter. In the case, Shiloh HaKusi Matzah Acheres Kol. Now from this statement we see the right that if a person will mislead another person, not in Misa, but in the Bikla Mitzvah, he is able to hear. He is able to hear. Suppose you ask, you buy a message, and you ask, let's say, the one who sells the message, and you ask him, is this an Esrik Shal Shviz or it's not an Esrik Shal Shviz? And he tells you, it is not an Esrik Shal Shviz, when he knows it is an Esrik Shal Shviz, even though he's not given to you that you should do any of your life, he's only given to you, he only misleads you in failing to fulfill mitzvah, so you are still evil with me. Alright. Oh my God. Yisrael Mubeh Echolibiris with the Om Be'exakim in Israel Umuta Be'achol Shotos My title is the Keteve Yisrael Shom Keteve Bacho Yisrael Yoche Kripot Aknane So the Gemara is the Teres Mitra Aplikot In other words, this Gemara, this Aloche mentions a very fundamental concept that the Aloche has confidence not only in the Yisrael Kosher. The Torah has confidence in Yisrael Moshe too. Someone who is addicted to a certain avir. Still, the halacha declares that he is to be trusted in respect to anything that does not involve any conflict with his evidence. So, in other words, so we say that as long as in Israel, Kosher was bathing the sack of the Mumeach, and then the Mumeach was shaking the behemoth when no one was around. So we take it for granted that he was shaking properly. Because as long as he can comply with the mitzvahs at all, without suffering and without loss, and without suffering in the privation of his tithes, so there is a presumption that he did something. Now, he doesn't have to be deprived of any of his titles and still conform to the Isaiah of the mayor. So the mayor, we take it for granted that he certainly didn't get in Kedazim. But the question that the moral raised was, even if Israel did not respect Isaki, but after all, he's an expert, this one. He knows how to respect the Saki, what the Saki would be. So let us rely on his integrity. And since he only does a bear, so he will. but when it doesn't interfere with his time, so then he's not going to do any avedas. So even if we won't be the sake, so we should presume that the mullah himself was being the sake. But the sake, the answer is because being the sake involves some work, and maybe out of laziness he was ready to be the nabi. Since it's the move of the top, so melee is hushed that out of laziness he will be loved. But if we obey it, so then there couldn't be a motive of laziness, because it was a sacred body was given to him. All he had to do was just to do it the right way. So then there is a presumption that even his soul Muna, if he can do it the right way, will do it the right way. All right. Mitra Kuito, in the same yoga, the Yagra has a conference. Over the other time in Sairo, Hemso Shriva Veira, Pesa, Mutamia, the Shema Kuitin, when one learns that the more, so he sees that there has been a retrogress, not only in respect to the Israelite sharing of today, as compared with the Israelite sharing of, let's say, hundreds of years ago, or thousands of years ago. But even in respect to the Rishonim and the Avayon, he also has been a retrogress. I mean, the Gemara says, well, first of all, what is it? That Mumarich on the Bills is the Ordnung, so big exactly in Israel, I mean, that the Mumarich on the Bills has so much integrity and so much fear of Hashem that he is not going to do something improperly if he can do it with impunity properly. So, and then Dagao, Chemzo Shri Rabir, Agara Pesach, Mutter, Miyadnik Nishemakli. I think that Rav Shlomo Zalanter discusses this more to point out how much we decline in our spiritual dedication. So the Brisa says that if, let's say, you know a certain Jew is in Mumer Lechel Chometz V'Pesach Yom, not perhaps, but we know he just enjoys bread more than matzah. So he eats bread on Pesach, and he does all kinds of things on Pesach with you. So then, if after Pesach, an Yisrachak, right after Pesach, Mitzvah Pesach, so this Avaya gives us some bread so we can eat it. We don't even have to be religious. Maybe this bread is Chomechol HaPesach. Because after all, we know that he is in Avaya, he is in Avaya, he eats Chomechol HaPesach. He keeps Chomet HaPesach. He's in there on Balmoye, Balmoze, Achilas Chomet. Everything he does, but he does it only there. So on Pesach, he has no other way. But after Pesach, the moment Pesach is over, he has a way of fulfilling all his appetites without doing avodas. But how can he fulfill all his appetites without doing avodas? After all, if he baked Chomet HaPesach, So what should we do? Mitzvah Pesach, throw away, so lose money. So that will not be consistent with the gratification of his appetites, of his time samome, and therefore he is choshev to be either on the Torah for the sake of gratifying his appetites. So the answer is there is another alternative left to him. Because if he is the type of a Jew who is zoyer in the Issa Moments, but he is not so here if it is in conflict with his titles. So, I'm Pesach, so he has no way of eating chometz and satisfying his titles at the same time. But after Pesach, even if he had a loaf of bread that was baked on Pesach, so he is not allowed to eat it even after Pesach because it's Chom Shom Yisrael, Shom HaPesach, but he can make an exchange. He has neighbor, a good. So the chometz of the nakum that is over of a pesach is mutabachil in mitzvah pesach. So we presume now if an avaya gives us loan from bread. A loan from bread. So we presume that this loan from bread is not Chomichom or Pesach. Why? Because after all, why should we keep Chomichom or Pesach when he can make an exchange? And if he had a loan from bread, that was being done Pesach. That is also a Pesach. And his neighbor, the Goy, has a loan from bread, that is Mutea, so the Mele, so he can say to the Goy, listen, this bread, that bread, the same bread, let's exchange. Let's exchange. So that means, so the confidence. In order to avoid doing so, even though one pays that because he eats chomets and everything, so he has no other alternative except to curb his appetite. So he does not want to curb his appetite. But if there is an alternative for him to satisfy his appetites and at the same time not violate the Isachomets, he's going to do it. So Chemtze Shalim Aleiko, Mutem, Achra Pesach Mutem, Miyad, Mikvei Shehim Mahmur. I think of his first Lamta, in one of his Mahmur, he mentioned that in order, he also mentions that the Yerushalayim, that Ima Shabbos ala Moritz, the Shabbos, will be also in Shaka the Shabbos. Yerushalmi says that in Amoritz, what is Amoritz? In Amoritz doesn't mean something that's not wrong. Amoritz in Gimor means an Abagi, one who is not so Yamitzit. So Yerushalmi says that the respect, the reverence, the awe for Shabbos by Amoritz is so great, that on Shabbos and Amoritz, who is not so Yamitzit, he will not be allowed. On the weekday, and I'm hoping to be not very obvious to him, but not a chance. Not a chance. So it's not so long to put it out. And so, Puk Chazi, Kamer Yoram. So, Bisman Chazal, so even one who is not very obvious, had such awe and reverence for Shabbos that he wouldn't lie on Shabbos. On Friday he would lie, on Sunday he would lie, but not on Shabbos. He wouldn't do it. Like it's Kamer Yoram, but Torah. I mean, how could we want to imagine that in Torah we lie? And today, he says, we find the Torah, we're not ashamed to lie. So, he mentions these Gemaras, but anyway, so Gemara says that there is a chazok, even in respect to a mumeh reich ha-leitiov, ich mevilesli, I mean, mumeh, ich chomet ha-leitiov, that mitzoi peitzeh, there is a presumption that he did everything that can be done with impunity in order to act correct. And Pesach, he had no alternative. The alternative would be not in Chometz, well, that will interfere with his Yitzhara. But Mitzoy Pesach, he's going to do it. So Chem Tzor Rav Eiro Achar HaPesach Mutam Yad Mipnei Shehim Achmit Mutam Yad Vavad Avro Yishoy Yidlo Yefeins Yivad Yomar HaPesach Mudam Sheirim Lechem Lechem Tzom Yah. So Rashi explains it. Even immediately, let's say, Mitzoy Pesach, it is 7 o'clock, Mitzoy Pesach. And in order to bake something new, it takes an hour. So we could say that this Chometz and Avayim gave in Israel after 7 o'clock, Mitzoy Pesach, baked already after Pesach. Because it was under the Shias. But we still say that Yisroel can eat the loaf of bread that the Dabalian gave him, because since it was possible for Dabalian to make an exchange of his bread that was Chomech Yisroel HaPesach with the Nochi's bread, so he probably did it in order not to do Averes when he can avoid Averes with impunity.
Pass, please. That's great.
That's another question. Thanks for this discussion. That's another question. All right. So, mitnei sheim achli, vishalim kichom, yichim limotze leach leateve de chomet shol yichomim, shom va pesach mutea, leochel didei, de chomet shol yichomim shom va pesach chosa. Vahamal gav de hashti nami, yisavu ligabei, do misane, mechomet shom va pesach, diyo yoy 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 yichomim lehayok mudei, adu hoche, kom adimotze lemet leateve poto. So Rashi is wrong, Kashi. All right, we say that Navarian is ready to do anything
to avoid appearance with impurity, only with impurity, if it will not involve any loss of money or any deprivation of tithes, with impurity. So, but how can you do, how can you avoid appearance altogether with impurity? It's impossible. What are we going to do? We assume that this loaf of bread that the Abaye gives the Yisroel Mitzoy Penzer, even though it couldn't have been baked by the Abaye after Penzer, it's not when she has it. It takes 2 hours until you bake new bread. And it's not 2 hours after the termination of Penzer. But he had another alternative. He could have made an exchange with the Gentile man, the bread. But that will not be the point of Abaye's either. Because Homichon Bapesach is also Bamoy, not only Bapoy. So mainly, when you had a loaf of bread that was all over all Bapesach, and you exchange it with a loaf of bread of Bigoy, so you have Bamoy. It's like selling. You make an exchange. So he's not avoiding any Abaye. So Rashi says in the Bible, it's impossible for him to do it 100%. But at least he'll reduce the Abaye to minimum. If he will not make an exchange, so then we'll keep on eating this loaf of bread, so every bite will be part of an Isa. But if he makes an exchange, so it will be either the Isa of Chomichon Lapesa Hanoi or Chomichon Lapesa at once. So it's much better to do one Abaye of Chomich the Rabona for Shapesa than to do 10 Abayes. So the melee, so otherwise we have so much confidence in the Yerushalayim of the Abaye of the Muna Ledor that we assume that he's going to do everything, not only everything that is indispensable for avoiding Abaye altogether, but he's going to do everything that is indispensable for reducing the Abaye, his Abaye to minimum. So far. So he says, Uvidon, Abaye Koma, the Watson Merit Betele too. As long as he has the authority of reducing the Abaye to minimum, Ovi, Uvidon, Yeshore, Deinu Choyis Ramoy, Deinu Skrif, Yechutz Mabes Chomin, Vehem Yeshishuiz, Vehem Yeshayim. So of course, the Abaye, when he made it, he exchanged his loaf of bread, which is also bad, for the loaf of bread of the Goy, he didn't have it. But once we saw, so in other words, and he himself, this is Rashi Shikha. Now, so he didn't have it, he made the exchange. Now the question is, once he makes the exchange, now this is the loaf of bread of the Israel. It's also bad. This is the loaf of bread owed by his neighbor, Bigoy. So then, so he wanted, he makes an offer to the Goy, and he says, let's exchange the loaves of bread. So then, the Goy takes his loaf of bread, and he takes the Goy's loaf of bread. So, at this point, he was already made an Abaye. He was able to Abaye Rabbanon. He made him an exchange. But he already made an exchange. Is he allowed to eat this bread? So Rashi says he's not allowed. But when the Israel, when this Abaye gives it to that Israel, the other Israel is allowed. He is not allowed because of the class. After all, he did something that is also. He was not allowed to exchange his loaf of bread for the Goy's loaf of bread. So the Meir, even after he did it, so we do not say, all right, what he did was not right, but he did it already. He can enjoy it. No. So he's not allowed to run away from this loaf of bread. But if this Abaye gives this loaf of bread to another Israel, to Israel Chaveirei, the Israel Chaveirei is allowed to. This is what Rashi says. He says, Ugidot Yeshua, only to us, but the Abaye himself is not allowed to evaporate from that loaf of bread. Don't enjoy. The only choice I know it. Take his chalifi. Chutz ma'brichon b'meshishvitz. You see, like this, only so. No Nisya is the Rishon, except Abed Zohar and Tishris. So the Wachel is by Abed Zohar. Let's say if somebody has an Abed Zohar at night, or Tashmisha Abed Zohar, and he sells it to a certain person, to a heathen, he sells it. And the heathen pays him, let's say, gives him a coin, a dollar, for the Abed Zohar. So he's not allowed to have a million from that coin. Why? Because Abed Zohar is taken from. There is another Nisar that is taken from. That Shmiz. If you have Perish Shmiz. If you have Perish Shmiz. Now Perish Shmiz have to be eaten with Dushe. Like a beer. So it's also Bachil and so on. So suppose you have Perish Shmiz. You have Perish Shmiz. And you sell the Perish Shmiz. And you get money. So that money has to be used with Dushe. Because the Shmiz is also in it. There was once in Israeli newspapers, there was a joke, and they thought it was a very big joke, that a certain store advertised fish that had no shire of Shmiz. How could fish have a shire of Shmiz? It doesn't go in the carcass, but it's not a joke at all. Because even fish, if a certain person, let's say, Ruben, will have perish meat, and Shimon will have fish, and they'll make a barter, an exchange. He'll give him the perish meat, and Ruben will give Shimon the perish meat, and Shimon will give Ruben the fish. So then, the fish, the kedusha of perish meat will not be poked up on the perish meat, but the fish will become affected with kedusha shmiz. With kedusha shmiz, all the minimum of shmiz, so it's not such a joke. So that, two isuri, that our faith is gone. That are two isuri, that our faith is gone. That our faith is gone. As a matter of fact, because of that, there is a problem one wants to be Zoya in Isar Shmiz, so there is a problem in using cash, you know, in buying money. Because you buy something, and you get cash from the storekeeper. So, you don't know, maybe that cash is the domain of Per Shmiz. You don't know. There is a problem. I mean, how to act, you know, a Mishnah Hashviz with cash, because any particular coin might be the domain of the Hashviz. So the melee, so you have to be careful that it should be spent, I mean, before this Marabino, I mean, it's not so simple. So Rashi says here, ואין לכל יצרם לא ידעי בסחליפים, חוץ מלבד מסחובים, והקדש הוא שמיץ. So Rashi mentions three things that are the result. Adrizore, Shviz, and Hekdesh. Now, this Rashi is difficult, because Adrizore and Shviz is Aloche of Pisatom. Hekdesh is not the Aloche of Pisatom. Hekdesh is Aloche of Pidyon. There is a difference between Pidyon and Pisatom. Pidyon means we are paying Hekdesh. So we have Hekdesh here, and then we have Hekdesh. So you say, I am paying this object of Hekdesh upon the coin. So the Kedusha, Pidya means that the Kedusha is spoke up from the object of Hekdesh, it becomes coin. You can use it like an object of coin. And the Kedusha is how on the coin. This doesn't mean that the Kedusha only spoke up from the Perishmiz. The Kedusha of the Perishmiz remains. The Kedusha of the Perishmiz remains. But it's needless, and the domain of Abrizore, when you sell Abrizore and you get money, so the money that you get for the Abrizore from the Nikea, so it becomes affected with the Nisa of Abrizore. But the Nisa Amore for Abrizore is not broken from the Abrizore. So it's separate things. Hekdesh is involves an union of Pidye, and Abrizore and Shviz involve an union of Pisidon. So why is that? Is Rashi careless the Chodemah? So you could say, in Hanano, it's separate Aloches. But the fact is, there is a common denominator. There is Sarashot. The Domi becomes affected with the Isa. But in Hekdesh, so if the Domi becomes affected with the Isa of Hekdesh, and the heretofore object of Hekdesh, so he spoke at Hekdesh. In Abizome and Shviz, so it's not Boka, but there is a common denominator in respect to the Domi. That's why Rashi said, V'yeshemrim shakratzim. Then Rashi, so Rashi's own cheating is that this about the Lord changed. His law for prayer, that is also about it, with the law for prayer of the Nochi, so he's not allowed to have away from the law for prayer. But when the Lord gives the law for prayer to Israel, then it becomes good there. But he himself is also out. So he says, V'yeshemrim shakratzim. The Amir of the Shem will agree with this Yeshem. Victorious of Yom, he came for Tzir Udom in the Chobin in Pesach, and Mishir Anisko, she brought some Echel in the Chobin, with Nam, for Echel to Mashom in the Pesach, put them that Hashem in Beitz. So Rashi says, so there is a Shite, that even he himself, who was in the Israel, of making an exchange. What he did that? Of course everybody agrees that the Chatzil is not allowed to make an exchange. That's Mamish Anoy. I mean, what could there be a bigger Anoy than to sell a Chifetz that is also money? But once he did that, they said, he was able to sell. He can already have Anoy from the world for of the world. So Rashi says no, because we see that Chometz in Pesach has no domain. He put it in Shomet. Why? Because it's also Banoi. But if the Aloha means that once you sell the Chometz to a goy and you get the money, you're allowed to have money from the money, so why goes it to the Shabbos? So Pesach says that's no lie. That's no lie. Why is that a lie? Because since you're not allowed to have chile to sell it, So in other words, so our Kiddin has no Shabbos. In other words, there are certain things that can only be sold on the black market. What do you mean black market? Black market means it's against the law. You're not allowed to sell. So the counter relationship is that something, this is not just an ordinary black market. This is Osea Mitzaradim. So relationship is that if something, if you're not allowed to sell something, so any money that you get from it is not considered to be the domain, because you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to take the money. So even if you did it, so it doesn't have chance. Something that can out of being cannot be sold. Let's say all the like a cabin was on the whole, you cannot sell it because of money. But you did sell it, and unfortunately, I mean, you could sell it to a goy, or right? A goy is not forbidden to buy it. It's not forbidden to buy it, and unfortunately, our Jews also buy it. The fact is, you sold it, and you got the money. You got the money. So as a shit is, if the fact would be that once you sell it, you're allowed to enjoy it, to use the money, so mainly you should let go. And Tesa Shite is, even if you are allowed to use it, but since you're not allowed to sell it, you can do it only on the black market, against the Dinator. So the Mele, since you're not allowed to sell it, so you don't even go to see it. You have money, you receive money, and you can enjoy the money. You're allowed to enjoy the money that you receive. But since you're not allowed to sell it, so Al-Kadim is Mufkyavdam. Al-Kadim is Mufkyavdam, according to this. Alright. So, who are Homan and Abide? So, Gimori wanted to mention a riot to Hovesby. That Chemson, that the Mubarez of Hovesby Dorbin is the Cheskas Kashres, not to do something he is there when he has an alternative of doing it there. Even in regard to the rice. So Vuhu or Homan of Yudi, Yom HaChomet Zachazah Pesach the rice, because there is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudi, as to whether Chomet Shomor of HaPesach is also Banoyed in the rice. Reb Yudi says that it's also Banoyed in the rice, and Reb Shimon says it's only also in the Rabbanon, Machmas Mas. So Vuhu or Homan of Yudi, Yom HaChomet Zachazah Pesach the rice, with the Rish Machlekes, Al Nuri Shomit Yatele Vohol Yisure, Shomit Yatele Vohol Yisure. So, Mimani Dilma Rav Shimon, דום החומץ אחר הפסע מרבונון, וכי בקלונון מרבונון, בדרייס לא יקלון. Maybe this price of Chemtze Shalom Aveira calls with Rav Shimon. So if it calls with Rav Shimon, so there is no chash of the price over there. Because suppose he didn't make the exchange. Suppose this loaf of bread is the loaf of bread that the Abayim bake and paste. So it's also to this. I will give it to Yisrael. And Yisrael goes, so it is also. But for something I said, no, it's only also in Abayim. So since we gave it only and it's an Abayim, so as long as there is a possibility that this Abayim might have done the proper thing in order to eliminate the suing or to reduce Abayim to the minimum, so in Abayim, not in a lot. But in connection with this availability that I said, we cannot tell Rocky unless we are 100% sure. So what he says that it's not only a possibility, but the new Alitom has kashkas that we consider it as a certain. If we consider it just as a possibility, so what we would say, but exactly is the way. And the mere fact on the basis of the possibility, so we are going to take a chance. So maybe that not, and the price say only applies this Kulei without the Israel. So Sekin Rabon is the Kulei, as long as there is a possibility that the Mughal Lech Chometz on Yom did something to avoid the Suli, he made an exchange, so we are still working. But in regard to the labor, it's Israel, say, who says that there is a Chazokik Mure, that the Mure would do everything possible with impunity to avoid Israel. So, my view of Shimon, the Chometz HaPes HaRabon, the Chimek HaMikolino, the Rabon, the Eisel HaMikolino. So the Mure says, we tell him about Shimon, Mikotone Shani Merach Lifu, Mikmei Shemakul Mikotone. I mean, it would be, it is a value for what is deemed. Even if the price agrees with Rav Shimon. Because too, according to Rav Shimon, it's not necessary to have in one eye that he did something that was so. But the worship of the price is that if the price said, Shan Yehim Erechrifu, so then you could say, it's only a subject. Maybe Muma Vitorim does something to avoid the story. Maybe yes, maybe no. So it's a question of the Rabbanon at all. But the worship of the price is not Shanei Me'ashem O'Yachmik. But still, Shanei Me'achmik Me'ashem. So that indicates it's a certainty that Machmik. As long as it's a certainty, someone may well, we can apply it to the price also. The Bani Machmik, Umad Yud Rabbon Moshem Ekeo Moshem, be the price Lord Koshkin, the eyes of Koshkin, so that word, so that means that there is an eye to obviously. Because in Manasha, whether we say that this price accords with Rabbi, or it accords with Rav Shimon, there is an eye that an eye to obviously that in Muna we can open to do everything with impunity to eliminate so. Everything with impunity, not if it interferes with his appetite. So, because if it accords with Rabbi, so there too there is a social rise, and it's the requirement. And if it accords with Rabbi Shimon, so, but the worship of the price is between Sheheimach and if Heimach means it's a Badai, if it's a Badai in one case, it's a Badai in another case. Oh, the answer is the rise. The other of the rice is after the Akhriku, the rice before the day, and the Kotosh of the Akhriku, the Masha of the Akhriku, the Manahu Tamu Niku, and the Shimsu Rabonu, the Shem Akhriku Kotone, the Bade Makhriku, the Nami Kriyo Tier, the Rebshin and Kosh Nim Sayale, the Tvei Rabonu, the Hash the Wali Rabonu, the Kiyo Nisoya Nimu Boy, the Rebish Hakiyo Rabonu, the Nisoya Rabonu, Kosh Nim Rabonu, the Rice. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, for Monday, you should be ready, and be more, up to the Homi Hohenach, the Osama. In other words, the rest of the day